Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know how it go, so we gonna get into it right now. Get into it right now. We gonna make sure it goes down. Yeah, get into it right now. It's the daily. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a minute show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show all up in your area. And tonight, just before 11 p.m., you know, look, I'm here early. I got out of school early tonight. My school had an early dismiss. Anyway, tonight we're talking about when it's believably false. When it's believably false, have you ever been in a situation where people believe things about you that aren't true and you can't convince them? It can be the smallest thing to some things that can really ruin your reputation. Like, for example, let's say somebody believes that you're a thief. They believe that you're a thief. Now, maybe somewhere in your life you stole something before. You took something before. You borrowed something without asking. Or you borrowed something and you never gave it back or whatever. Or you took too long to give it back. You know how some people switch the narrative on you if you don't do things that they want you to do, or if you stop being friends with them or whatever, you know? Y'all have a falling out. You know how people will change the story about how things happen if you have a falling out with them. So what about if somebody thinks that you steal? Now, you do have a lot of nice shit, and you don't make a lot of money, or so they think. They don't really know how much you make. They don't know any of the resources that you have. They don't know if you have different streams of income, especially in today's rat race. You know, you might be hustling on the low. You could be selling eBay. They don't know. They don't know. But it's believably false because let's say you do have an eBay store. You got an eBay store. So you come across all kinds of shit. Now, if you have an eBay store, some of the things that you sell may be brand new, and some of the things that you sell may be used. Some of the things that you sell may be repackaged or, you know, new inside the box or used with the box still. So you got all this shit around your crib. Because when people find out that you have an eBay store and they find out that you're good, they may bring you their stuff to sell for them. Because they know that your channel is in good standing or whatever, your site is in good standing, and you can get the stuff moved. So they might pay you a couple of dollars in order to get their stuff sold on your site. So you got a whole lot of shit that you don't use for yourself. And you know how black people are. We don't really like to sell our shit. We'll pawn it in hard times, but other than that, the material of us will let stuff pile up and pile up and pile up. We'll find another little space somewhere for it to go. We'll accept gifts that we don't really need. Sometimes it's stuff that we don't even really want. But it has sentimental value, and we won't throw it away. So somebody might think that you steal, and it looks like, yeah, well, where else would you get all this shit from? Where else would you get all this shit from? Yeah, I guess he does steal. I guess she does steal. At the very least, she a booster. He a booster. He a fence. He's fencing products. Running around here stealing stuff out of people's houses and cars and stuff like that and selling it online. Or just got it at his crib. So you understand what I mean? It's believably false. Yes, there is evidence to support that you might steal, but you don't steal. So I want y'all to understand where we're going with this, because sometimes this kind of thing can get embarrassing. Again, it can ruin your reputation. If somebody thinks that you steal and you don't steal, so yeah, I mean, that could have social implications for you. People don't want to invite you to their cookouts or invite your kids to chill with their kids, because they figure if his mama or his daddy steal, then he steal. So when one of your little video games is missing, you know who took it. Lil Omar done took your shit. I bet you'll find your game if you go over Lil Omar's house. And it might not sound serious, but it can get serious. You know, sometimes water tastes so good, it'd be like, look, that shit tastes good. I've been in the car all day. This shit all super cold and shit. It's cold. It's cold. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, girl? And T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your side. And My man, Job Biggs, what's going on, kid? I'm glad you came on through. You know that I did. So word up. Queen Monica Davis. Queen Monica, what's going on the Instagram side? So yeah, believably false. People running out there talking about you still. And it was probably just somebody that's jealous. Somebody that's jealous because you wouldn't sell them something at that rate that they wanted, or you wouldn't give them something, or they just got mad or whatever, or they haven't looked, or they just haven't given a, haven't gotten to know you well enough to know that you know how to hustle out here and get money. Get money. Yeah. Ooh. TK, right. Rumor. You steal from family. Not cool. Not cool. Not cool. And then you got to deal with the, all of that. Well, where you get that from then? Where else would you get that from? So what, you got exclusives in your crib? You know what I mean? You could have only gotten it from one place? You got a Hope Diamond in the crib? All right, let's move on. Another thing about you that's very hard to prove or disprove. That your parents grew up with, that you grew up with parents that had money. You know, this is a point of contention with a lot of people. People who, the have-nots always think that the people who are the have-some have a lot. So just because your parents were able to dress you nice, were able to have a car to drive, were able to keep the heat on in the house, the lights on and the water running, nice furniture and shit like that, were able to have good Christmases for you and birthdays and stuff like that, that means you had money. Well, what does having money mean? Well, in the black community, sometimes having a couple of dollars equates to being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Now, you might have had many financial struggles in your crib, but your parents bust their ass, managed their money right, and made sure that y'all had everything that y'all needed. It doesn't mean that they never struggled financially. It just means that they managed their money a little bit better, but there may have been times when they fell off and didn't manage their money right. But your friends and cousins and all that kind of stuff, they may not know about that shit. Ain't none of their business. You know how some parents are about the family finances. They ain't playing that shit. Don't go running your mouth about how much money none of us make or what we got or what we about to get. Sometimes you get your ass whooped for running your mouth about how much money your mom or your dad make, or what they're about to buy, or where they keep their stash, or how much they're struggling, or how hard times are. Yeah, this week we had to go back to eating pork because we can't afford the beef. Like, say what? Yeah, I thought you gave up eating pork. Yeah, I did, man. You know what I mean? But you know, shit is crazy out here right now. So, you know what I mean? I had to go back to the pork chops. I can't eat that. I can't afford them lamb chops. You see how much lamb chops cost nowadays? Lamb chops like $5.99 pound, son. $5.99, $6.99 pound. I can't afford that shit. We had to go back to pork chops. Pork chops only $3.99 pound. Had to get that poke. Center cut. Yeah, the center cut. Center cut. Center cut. Poke chops. But you, how you gonna go back to eating pork when you supposed to be a Muslim? Oh yeah, we couldn't afford to be Muslims. You know, the Muslims nowadays, they pushing that vegan shit. So we Christians again. It's all bacon and scrapple now. Come around the holidays this year, come on through. We gonna have the honey baked ham. We going from the honey baked ham store. We getting the honey baked ham. We're going to the honey baked ham store. We're going to have a honey baked ham. The honey baked, yeah, I can't afford to be a Christian. I mean, I can't afford to be a Muslim. Too expensive. too expensive. Matter of fact, I'm selling key Mars and all that shit. I'm selling all that. Let me know. Not only that, even if your parents were able to provide for you very well growing up, it doesn't mean that everything was sweet in the house. You might have grew up. You might have grew up not having to worry about birthdays and Christmases or having new shell top Adidas or top 10. You might have been able to get all of that kind of stuff, but you might have had to. You might have had to have witnessed your dad kicking your mom ass night in and night out. And that was on the low, too. See, people ain't know about that. Your friends ain't know about that. They knew that you could afford a bike for Christmas and a pair of skates and a racetrack. All that shit. They don't know that you had to witness a whole bunch of physical horror in your crib all the time. They don't know that you spent many nights, you know what I mean, trying to put the pillow over your ears and shit because you wasn't allowed to get in family business. They don't know that shit. All they know is you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth. They don't know. That wasn't no silver. It was my favorite spoon because that was the only spoon. That's all I had. They don't know that you barely got hugs or kisses or told that you were great or good or handsome or pretty. They don't know. They don't know that there were no open displays of affection in your crib. They don't know none of that. All they know is the part of it that they would like, which was the money. They don't know that you would have traded all of those material things that you were able to get if you could have just grew up in a family where there was love and affection and lack of violence and stuff like that. They don't know that shit. So it's believably false. It's believably false. Born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Got everything you wanted, that you were spoiled. They don't know. I wasn't spoiled because I was able to get a name belt and a goose down jacket in the same year, along with a pair of gazelles. That's not what made me spoiled. Well, maybe it is. You know, you had a pair of kids. Your parents bought you a pair of gazelles and it wasn't nothing wrong with your eyes. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. But yeah, so they don't know that you wasn't spoiled with love, spoiled with affection. Where's that silver spoon? Where's that? Where's that utensil? It's believably false that you had it all, that you came from the Cosby Show type. No, wasn't like that at all. Your mom might have spent nights terrified that this motherfucker gonna come in the crib drunk again or just mad because his wife is fucking up his side chick pussy. Yeah, men have whooped they women ass for that shit because they wanted to go spend time with their side chick and they got caught up in the crib. So what they do? They slapped and punched their way out of the crib. Now they can go see their side chick without no guilt. Yeah, you just fucked your wife up so you could go kick it with your side chick. You have no remorse about that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. Believably false. Believably false. If somebody believes that you used to be a hoe or you used to be a player or that you still a hoe or that you still a player, it's not an easy thing to disprove. And it might be believably false. Shit, you might not be a hoe, but yeah, you fucked a few niggas. So what? Who hasn't? You might not be a player, but yeah, you played a little bit. You got your little Mac game on at a time or two. But it ain't like that's your whole MO. It's not like you don't show no love. It's not like you don't ever get into a committed relationship. It's not like you cheat all the time, or it's not like you try to manipulate people or hurt people emotionally or anything like that. But it's believably false. It's believably false. Because they have seen you move from one to another without boo-hooing about the other. They haven't. All right, yeah, all right, you fucked a couple of niggas in close proximity. All right, so what? You know, that's just shit that happens. You grow up around the way. The likelihood that people know each other is a little high. So you might have been, you know, let's say you 17, somewhere between 16 and 25 years old. The likelihood that you fuck niggas in the same hood is going to be kind of high. Don't mean you a hoe. You may have had a little hoe phase or a little, you know, some hoe adventures. But don't mean that you a full-fledged hoe. But try to tell somebody who thinks that you a hoe that you ain't a hoe. Try to convince a woman that is convinced that you all you want from women is pussy, maybe even a couple of dollars or whatever. Try to convince them that that's not the way you are. It ain't going to be easy because the guard already going to be up. You'd be better trying to prove that you don't do that no more, but that you used to do it. So you got to lie on yourself. But you probably would be better lying on yourself. We are talking about when it's believably false. It's not true, but people believe it's true. And perception is often stronger than reality, baby. Reality. It's reality. So, yeah, that's not an easy thing to overcome, man. That can be tough, and it can be very stressful for you. That's the thing. Like I said, there can be social implications for this because, you know, you may be ostracized by certain people. You know, you trying to be down, and they trying to take you down. You make me want to take you down. You know I want to take you down. So, yeah. Truth, you bought the new stuff off clearance. That says of clearance, though, of. It's probably supposed to say off, but it say of. Of. But, listen. Yeah. When it's believably false. When it's believably false, shoot, it can range from the smallest shit to the biggest stuff, really. You know, what? Before you ever had kids, you know, a lot of people believe that when you don't have any kids, that all you must be doing around here is fuck. You might be fucking, but it might not be all you do. But they figure anybody who doesn't have children got time to be fucking all the time, so that must be what they doing. Is that believably false? To plenty it is. But here's the catch 22. If you have multiple children, I guess all you do is but I guess that means that all you do is go raw. It's believably false, right? After all, you got these babies. baby. Look, baby. Baby. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And when it's believably false, we'll be talking about balls. To some people, if you don't have kids, that means all you doing is running around here fucking. And if you do have multiple kids, and don't let them be by multiple parents, multiple fathers or multiple mothers. And don't let it be that way. Because that means that they got to stay away from your dick. Because all you going to put it in raw. You ain't never saw a condom you liked. Believably false. Sure, you've obviously gone raw a few times. Don't mean that you do it all the time, but they don't know. It's believably false. You got five different kids, five different baby moms. Five different baby moms. Five different baby moms. Believably false. So you can't have zero kids. And if you have multiple kids, then you have sex irresponsibly. I guess in both of those scenarios, you have sex irresponsibly, I guess. Well, I don't know, because if you don't have no kids, then maybe you have sex responsibly, but reckless in the volume of people that you fuck. Because all you want to do is Stuff. When it's believably false. Trying to convince people that you don't have no money or that you broke and struggling. You know, people will count the money that you have in your pocket, man. If you didn't know, you need to understand that. People will count your money for you. You might not count your money, but they gonna count it for you. You ain't got to worry. I won't waste your time. Yo, people will count your money. They will clock your whole wardrobe. Okay, shoes, 300. Jeans, 250. Shirt, maybe 300. Maybe 150. Maybe it might be polo. Got it on sale, you know. It was about $85, but it showed that you got good taste, so you got money to waste, and I'm about to be up in your face and ask you, can I borrow some, or can we do some, a little some. Seriously. It's believably false, because maybe you don't run around here complaining that you don't have money, but it don't mean that you have money. And just because you dress nice or if you have a nice car, whatever, that's not money that you have. That's money that you spent. That's money that you used to have. It might not even be that. You know, you know how many people you got out here leasing cars? Gold key lease, baby. 36,000 miles of 3 years. 36,000 miles of 3 years. 36,000 miles of 3 years. Yeah. People find ways to get the things that they want. And if it's a car that they want, then they're going to find a way to get the car. They don't have to have no bunch of money. You don't have to have a bunch of money to get no car. But try explaining that to people who think that you have money. Because you don't be borrowing. Because you don't be slumming and bumming and negotiating the how much the tip should be, or how much you pay for a meal when you go out to a dinner with multiple people, you know, party of 10. You know, ain't nobody trying to bring no 10 different checks. One check. Y'all figure it out. And you ain't never the one bitching. You always the one pitching in more money than a lot of other people did, or more than anybody else did. So now you got to live with the perception that you got money all the time, or that you got money. That you got money. You trying to say, like, man, I'm struggling like everybody else. I just like nice shit. So I got a couple of nice things. That's all. Ain't nobody got no money. I'm broke as a joke. Pass the blunt. Take a tote. I can't afford my own weed, but I need to have a supplier that can wait till the money comes through the wire. Through the wire. Through the limit, to the wall, to have a chance, loving you, I gladly risk it all, ow. Guess who? Yo. So yeah. Trying to prove to somebody that you don't have money. And it normally happens when somebody wants to borrow money from you. Oh, you don't have no money? Now they're trying to convince everybody that you're a liar. Because you denied that you have money all the time, or that you have money at all. So you can't not have no money because you drive around a nice car, you have nice clothes, and you act like you got some sense. So you can't be possibly broke at any time. Nah? Well, right tongue. Because you like, sure, I can be broke. And I am. I don't have no money. I ain't got it. They see you floss once, they never lose that memory. You got to watch who you stretch your stuff and stunt in front of. That shit could come back to harm you. When it's believably false, baby. When it's believably false. People's perception of you is one thing, but the truth is a whole other thing. But you can't prove it. No. It's believably false. What's going on, Rita Reds? What up, Rita? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on by and saying hi. But yeah. So sometimes when people believe something about you, they gonna hold on to that belief. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do. Whoa. Here's one. How about this, y'all? A male and a female who are really just friends. They platonic friends, in fact. They just, you know, I don't want to say they like brother and sister, but they cool like that. Sometimes they hang out, meet each other places, whatever, have a good time or whatever, but they not messing around. Believably false, ain't it? Believably false. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely believably false. Well, they be around each other all the time. They hang out with each other. They act like they like each other. Well, do they be hugged up and all that? No, they don't be like that. But everywhere one go, you'll see the other one somewhere along the line. But they've been cool since they was like neighbors on around the way, on the same block or whatever. They grew up with each other. Man, I'm trying to tell you, they fucking. Or even if y'all didn't know each other that long. It's possible for a male and a female to be friends without fucking each other. I know it happens the other way a lot of times, but not every time. And like I said, some of these things have big social implications. So if one or both of y'all have a man or a woman, you know, it's going to be hard to explain. If you're a woman, it's going to be hard to explain to your man
how come you be hanging out with this bull?
You should be hanging with the bull. Yeah, but we just cool. We just cool like that. I mean, shoot, you been out there. You been out with us.
Yeah, I know, but you know shit. It ain't like I ain't never seen nobody do that shit before. You know what I mean? Two motherfuckers that's, you know, a man and a woman that's screwing, but they act like they not around they wives or they significant others and all of that. And it's true. It happens. It does happen. Some people just do all kinds of trifling shit, hiding in plain sight, but it doesn't happen all the time. But when you try to convince most people that you're a woman who hangs around this man or hangs out with this man, like he does favors for you. Favors like what? Like maybe one time you had a flat tire and you ain't had nobody else to call. You called him. He came. All right, I got you. Or he sent AAA for you, whatever. Don't mean to say, fuck it, but that perception is going to be believable with a lot of people. And once you start trying to explain that y'all not doing that, people are going to be like, okay. So evidently they got a vested interest in making sure that nobody believes that the two of them together, and I know they together. I know they together. I know. Sort of like Faith Evans and Tupac. Faith Evans says, Tupac was just a friend. That's it. No funny business. That's what Faith said. Other people say, nah, they was fucking. Now, Tupac is not here to say either or. Neither is Biggie or, you know, either one of them. Who knows? Who knows? How about the relationship between Jada Pinkett and Tupac? Oh, there go Tupac again. So Tupac seemed to have a good relationship with a lot of different women. From what I understand, he was cool with Queen Latifah too. You ain't gonna tell a lot of people that Jada Pinkett wasn't fucking Tupac. No way. They're gonna tell you, Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Same thing with Faith Evans. So, you know, these rumors, they can get you. They can get you. And it's not just the rumors. It's the fact that some of these things are believably true. They are believably true. They may not be well grounded in truth, but they are believably true. Okay. TK, right, says, when it's believably false, you have to fight and defend your way back to the truth. Damn near an obstacle course. That's true. Believably false. Not true, but it looks like it could be true. Believably false. Believably. Yeah, it's tough. Think about any situations that you've been in over the course of your life that were believably false. Some things it may have taken you years to live down, years to disprove. Because nobody will believe you at the time. They wasn't fucking with you and your truth. No, no. And you know that's tough. Like I said, man, you know, in the case that I was just describing where a man and a woman were really just friends, your man ain't trying to hear that shit. Your woman ain't trying. You know your woman don't want to hear Don't no woman want to hear her man talk about he real cool with this chick and this chick is pretty as shit. Might be prettier than her. Everybody knows where they are physically in life, right? Right? No, not everybody knows where they are physically in life. Not everybody knows whether they're really handsome or pretty. Some people really overstate how handsome or pretty they are. So, you know, that confidence. That confidence or lack thereof, it can get you jammed. Jammed up. But, yeah. Your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they don't want to hear that shit. You know, your girl don't want you to want to hear that you cool and be hanging out with no chick that's finer than her. She ain't trying to hear that shit. And you'll never convince her that y'all just cool. I've seen women be jealous of their man's family members. And vice versa. Definitely vice versa. So yeah, it's a tough position to be in. And some those situations where we just have to take it on the chin. Sometimes. So, all right, y'all. We gonna get on the body here, but we will be back tomorrow morning on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So make sure y'all come on through. We gonna have this thing for you. And that's word. All right. So good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, when it's unbelievably false, yeah, when perception has overridden the theory of reality and you find it hard to even get the truth out. See, they say that you can't lie your way out of things, but sometimes you can't truth your way out of things also, either. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, and love you right back to life. So, my blog talk, I'm going to get you out of here. I holla back, yo. Peace, my dear. And for my Instagram, it's Five Spammer Jammer. Thanks for coming through. Exercise of grammar and belief. Dunlap is